CBS News. There's only the slightest crack today in the Iron Curtain that has slammed down on Poland. I'm Charles Osgood reporting on the CBS radio network. The last communications links between Western news agencies and Poland were cut last night. Only the government-run press and broadcasting stations are reporting, and they say the country is calm and open for business. But last night, before the lid shut so tight, Solidarity was reporting strikes in seven parts of Poland. Virtually the only way we have of knowing what is going on comes from the Chopin Express, the train that arrives in Vienna daily from Poland. A handful of travelers arrived today, and David Andelman reports what they told him.
There are still heavy police patrols on the streets. Food is disappearing from the stores as it becomes more and more difficult to replenish the food. The supply situation is very, very difficult. Communications are still cut, even within Poland, even between cities within Poland. There are roadblocks set up on most of the major roads. It is almost impossible to travel, to talk by telephone, to communicate in any way within Poland. The streets are somewhat deserted. They are much quieter than they were before martial law. There's a ban on any gatherings of more than two or three persons, and that is being strictly enforced by the police and by the military who are patrolling the streets. The only means of information, of communication, are the state-controlled media right now, the state-controlled newspapers, radio and television. They're urging people to be calm, to remain at home if possible, but they hope that factories will open and people will return to work.
David Andelman at the train station in Vienna. An explosion in Beirut has caused many casualties. That story in a moment.
You know about the 12 days of Christmas. Well, now you can give the 12 months of Christmas. A gift subscription to Smithsonian Magazine. 12 monthly gift packages of entertainment and pleasure, of ideas and achievements, information and knowledge. Smithsonian ranges the world freely, delving into science, history, the arts, culture, just about every aspect of the human adventure. Few general magazines are as detailed in facts and sources as Smithsonian, or as rich in stunning color illustrations. Each article brings out all of the excitement of the subject in vivid, concise language for lively, literate reading. A gift subscription to Smithsonian is only $14 for the year and includes enrollment as an associate member of the Smithsonian Institution. To order in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-2222. That's 800-228-2222, except in Nebraska. A gift card will be sent in your name and in time for Christmas. You'll be billed later. But you must order soon, today, now, Smithsonian, for 12 months of Christmas.
A powerful explosion tore apart the Iraqi embassy in Beirut today. At least 60 people are reported killed or wounded. Tony Donina has further details.
The bomb went off at exactly noon in Beirut. Buildings 3 and 4 miles away shook from the force of the explosion. Most of the Iraqi embassy building collapsed. Apartment buildings several hundred yards away had their windows shattered. The Iraqi embassy was housed in a new two-story stone structure. 30 minutes after the blast, most of what remained was in the form of rubble scattered in what used to be the basement. Dozens of ambulances and at least 2 fire engines were at the scene. Iraqi security guards, who also rushed to the embassy when they learned of the explosion, threatened to shoot newsmen who were filming the scene. Tony Danina for CBS News, Beirut.
Military sources in Jerusalem say Israeli forces in the Golan Heights have been ordered to be ready for any development following the Begin government's surprise decision to annex that mountainous border region. Pope John Paul II issued a booklet on family life today, condemning government attempts to limit the freedom of couples in deciding about children. The pontiff calls such policy a grave offense against human dignity and justice, and he refers to violence by authorities in favor of contraception, or still worse, as the document puts it, in favor of sterilization or procured abortion. New York City police are conducting a massive 48-hour search for 7 unmarked FBI and police cars stolen over the past year. Officials fear radical groups may use the vehicles in terrorist raids. Hundreds of officers are posted at bridges and tunnels and are searching New York streets. Congress is planning a legislative blitz this week so it can adjourn for Christmas. Both houses today take up a bill to restore the minimum Social Security benefit of $122 a month. Also in the hopper this week, a record defense appropriation, the first foreign aid bill in 3 years, and farm legislation. More after this.
Hi, Mom. I thought we'd better get an early start for that garage sale.
Afraid I'm not going, Judy.
But why, Mom? Oh,
I've got a nagging backache.
Oh.
You see, I started cleaning the house for the party next weekend.
And you overexerted yourself, right?
Oh, I guess.
Why don't I get you some Doane's pills? I'm sure they'll help you.
Doane's pills, of course. Now, why didn't I think of that?
Good advice. Doane's Pills. It saved the day for thousands of people with simple nagging backache pain. Taken as directed, this time-proven analgesic brings temporary relief of minor backache pain brought on by overexertion, stress, or strain. Doane's Pills. It brings the kind of welcome relief you may need.
Hello?
Feeling better, Mom?
Just like my old self again. Those Doane's Pills are such a comfort.
The garage sale's still on. Want to go now?
Love to.
Get Doane's Pills and get the better of a backache due to simple overexertion, stress, or strain. Available at drug counters or your favorite supermarket. Use only as directed.
New Jersey's Governor Brendan Byrne has pardoned the perpetrator of a street crime. Stephen Teeger, a drum major, paraded the Princeton University band down a street without a license and caused a traffic jam following the Princeton football victory over rival Cornell. Byrne says Teeger's only crime was misplaced exuberance. Incidentally, Byrne is a Princeton alumnus.
CBS News. The official press says Poland is calm. Factories are running. But other than that word, the lid is tight on what is happening. I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Polish authorities have cut the last lines of communication to Western news agencies. Before the silence, Solidarity leaders were talking about many strikes. Only travelers leaving Poland bring news with them. When the Chopin Express pulled into the Vienna railroad station today, a handful of passengers from Poland spoke of food disappearing, communications cut, police and soldiers posted virtually everywhere, a ban on gatherings. Western nations are watching with concern. CBS News correspondent Robert Pierpoint is back in Washington after traveling with Secretary of State Haig to a NATO conference in Brussels.
Western experts fear the imposition and continuation of martial law heightens the risk of instability in Poland. These officials also seem to believe the Soviet Union is adapting a similar watch and wait stance, although Moscow is clearly not unhappy about the current repression and quite possibly sponsoring it behind the scenes. A key issue, experts say, is how far these steps of repression, such as the shutdown of borders and the arrest of union officials, will go in the days ahead. Solidarity leader Lech Walesa is apparently considered a moderate by the communist government, and he may be able to bring about the negotiations and compromise that the Western powers hope will emerge. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Washington.
Western diplomatic sources in Paris say that Walesa is under detention in the Warsaw area. They cite information from Western embassies in the Polish capital, saying all signs are right now that Walesa is not in a position to negotiate freely. A Polish spy was given a life sentence in Los Angeles yesterday. 30-year-old Marian Zakarski, convicted of conspiracy to commit espionage while posing as a businessman. An American defendant, William Bell, is given 9 years in jail and a $10,000 fine. Federal Judge David Kenyon, in pronouncing the sentences, declared, "We will not tolerate this." More when CBS News continues.
Over. There's so much in store for you. Take a look at all the good things your telephone can do. So many styles and services designed to serve you well.
For the latest word in quality, look for Genuine Bell. The Bell Phone Center, it's for you. The Bell Phone Center, it's for you.
At holiday time, your Bell Phone Center store is the place to find a present for the future. A present people use and love long after the holidays. A genuine Bell telephone. You can give one for the fun of it, the beauty of it, or for making important calls with a single touch. There are so many Bell phones and services, you may even choose a gift certificate. Either way, it's a present for the future because it's genuine Bell.
The Bell Phone Center, it's for you.
A massive explosion virtually destroyed the Iraqi embassy building in Beirut today, and authorities say as many as 60 people have been killed or injured. Police say they're not sure whether Iraq's ambassador to Lebanon was in the building at the time, but a Western diplomat says the ambassador's car was in the parking lot. There was a surprise yesterday at the freeway killer trial in Los Angeles. Reporter David Lopez of television station KNXT, who once refused to testify under California's Shield Law for journalists, took the stand, saying his civic duty outweighed his obligations as a reporter. Lopez testified that during a jail interview, defendant William Bonin confessed to 21 of the 22 freeway murders. Lopez quoted Bonin as saying he would still be killing if he had not been caught. The price of gold is down on world markets today. The morning fix in London, $413.25. That's down more than $4 from yesterday afternoon's fixing. More news after this.
He touched me.
Touch her with Chantilly, and suddenly nothing is the same. Perfume, spray mist, dusting powder.
He touched me. He touched me.
This Christmas, touch her with Chantilly by Ubigon.
Little Lord Fauntleroy, the story of an American boy who becomes an English aristocrat and wins the hearts of everyone he meets.
The world should always be a little better because a man has lived.
Little Lord Fauntleroy, back again on TV with Ricky Schroeder as Fauntleroy and Sir Alec Guinness as his grandfather, the Earl. An ITT presentation tonight. Check your listings for time and station. This message sponsored by ITT.
In a statement on family life, Pope John Paul II today affirmed the Church's opposition to artificial birth control, to abortion, divorce, and premarital sex. The pontiff rebuffed a request from some American bishops for a reappraisal of Vatican policy on contraception. The bishop cited surveys that show 3 of every 4 American Catholic women use some type of artificial birth control method. The Pope said truth is not always the same as the majority opinion, and he urged further study of the so-called rhythm method of birth control, sexual abstinence during a woman's fertile period. I'm Jay Jones, CBS News.
Whatever you...